There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back everybody to a special Sunday edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Hope everybody's having a good weekend, and you know it's almost over, but enjoy it while you can. I was looking over the slate, figured I'll pop on real quick and preview just the 10-game main slate, that 5-game late slate. I was about to break it down, and it's disgusting. The pitching is disgusting. It's like going to the zoo and watching monkeys just fling poo everywhere. Literally, I could see all of them getting blown up, or if you can tell me which one's going to be the two that dominate, then you are going to win some money. More power to you, because it could be any of them, or they're all getting shelled, and just the least amount of damage wins. It's going to be disgusting in the afternoon. Play it, knock yourself out. Don't blame me for playing it. It'd be fun. But the 10-game early slate, there are options there. Just so you know, there is potential rain in the Seattle-Cleveland game, White Sox-Detroit game, and Cincinnati-St. Louis. So keep an eye on that in the morning. But we got some nice high totals to look at in Baltimore-New York, a total of 9. We got an 8.5 in Pittsburgh-Miami, a 9.5 in Seattle-Cleveland, an 8.5 in Chicago-Detroit, a 9.5 in Atlanta and Milwaukee. So some really nice things to look at there, and an 8.5 in Cincinnati and St. Louis. So three of our higher totals have rain possibilities, which is always lovely. But some really good looks there, and a nice little 10-game slate, some decent pitching to target. I broke down. I have 5 that I'll be building around, and a 6 you can play with if you want. But let's take a look at it. We've got Chris Archer. He's not one of my main ones. I just wanted to mention him. He's the 6th. He's 10-5. He's at Toronto. I mention him because he's striking out almost 27% of the batters he faces, and Toronto's striking out 24% of the time. A horrific wOBA. Their batting average against right-handed pitching is atrocious. It's bordering around. I just looked at it. It's at 274 right now. Their implied team total is only 3.72, so they're not expected to do much in this game with the overall total in the game of 7.5. Archer is the favorite, or actually, it's kind of a pick'em, actually. But that should tell you something. DK hasn't priced that high, but it's only a pick'em, so value might be on Sanchez DK-wise in this one, just throwing that out there. But I was worried about him. I told you not to play him against Baltimore. On the road, Archer is just a really, really major crapshoot. At home, he's almost as dominant as they come, as reliable as they come. On the road, he is a crapshoot. If I were to watch tomorrow when he goes 7 strong shutout innings with 12 Ks, I would not be surprised. At the same time, I would be surprised if he walks 6 and strikes out 8 and gives up 3 runs in 6 innings. Would not surprise me. So 10-5, I'm not paying. But if you do, I just want to point out, he's there. Big strikeout arm, just like Syndergaard at 11-4. I'm not going to touch either one of them. I like Thor, but I don't know what's going on with his arm. I don't know what I can believe. If he goes out and dominates, so be it. I'm not taking those chances with that price tag. What I am going to take my chances are is Dallas Keuchel. He's going to be very popular tomorrow. $9,400 is too cheap. It's going up at home against the Oakland A's. 3.51 run implied team total for the A's. Keuchel is actually striking out over 20% of the batters he faces. Low walk rate as the usual. The A's are striking out 22.6% of the time. Keuchel, huge road or home favorite in this one. And the A's have the second lowest implied team total on the board at 3.51. They are, as a team, team wOBA of 3.13. It's just not hitting very well against left-handed pitching, not as you'd expect. Their wOBA is okay, but their team average is quite low compared to years past when you expect the A's. When you think A's, we used to always target them. Like, we'll still target Chris Davis, who went yard again on Saturday night. He went two on Friday night. But as a team, the A's against left-handed pitching, only like 260. So, like, they're middle of the pack, which 260 is actually not that bad. But they're not as dominant as they once were. Keuchel is getting a lot of soft contact and a lot of strikeouts for what he's doing. Low ERA, keeping guys off base. $9,400. He should be in five figures. This is a really solid price tag for a minus 185 favorite at home against that offense. Give me Keuchel, $9,400. He'll be popular, but I like him a lot. Then we stripped down to Mike Leake, 7,900. We liked him on Saturday at 78. It got rained out. We still like him again against Cincinnati. Leake, Cincinnati's got an implied team total of 3.84, one of the lower ones on the slate. Leake is not big on strikeouts, about 17% of the guys he faces, but an extremely low walk rate. Heavy, heavy favorite against the Reds at home. And the Reds are striking about 20% of the time. The Reds do have a lot of left-handed bats that can hit, that are hitting pretty well against right-handed pitching. But Leake has been able to limit the hard contact this year. A lot of ground balls, like I talked about, I broke that all down on Saturday slate, ground ball to fly ball, all that stuff. So, liking me some Mike Leake at 7,900. Moving on to Joe Ross, fresh off the DL. He's made a start or two since returning. Against the Mets, no one's going to use him, or if they do, it'll be very, very little. Everyone sees Conforto take Strasburg deep twice. You got Bruce. I give it to you. The Mets are scary, but in the grand scheme of things, the Mets offense is disgusting. Like, okay, Conforto hit two homers. The day before, D'Arnaud hit two homers. How often do guys, they need guys to double dong, or they don't score? Like, you can't count on that day in and day out. Let's just be realistic. They have an implied team total of 3.80. Lefties do hit Ross rather well. There's no hiding that. But Ross is a very good pitcher, striking out 20.5% of the batters he faces, where the Mets strike out 22.5% of the time. An extremely low wOBA against right-handed pitching, which bears well for Mr. Ross. If he's got that sinker-slider combo working, things will be working really well in his favor. I like his price tag at $7,400 a lot tomorrow on Sunday. So Joe Ross, $7,400. Get him in your lineups as well. Miguel Gonzalez, a lot of people will be scared off against Detroit. We used him against Kansas City. People make, oh, yeah, it's the Royals. It makes sense. Well, as you guys remember, not many were on him. We flourished in that one. This one is a little scarier. I agree. It is. Miguel Gonzalez, striking out 17% of the batters he faces. Still a low walk rate. Tigers have a high wOBA against right-handed pitching, but this is not that same lineup. No Miggy Cabrera has made a big impact there, and they're striking out almost 23% of the time. Look at Holland today. I know he's a lefty. He shut them down. These guys are shutting them down. He's a low dog in this matchup, which is kind of telling to me, very telling to me, actually. A low dog in this matchup. Where did Zimmerman go? I was just looking at him. Where did he go? Oh, there he is. He's actually priced higher than Jordan Zimmerman in this matchup. That should tell you something, too. DraftKings thinks he's the better pitcher and the better one to have in this game. So, Miguel Gonzalez at $7,100, sneaky, sneaky GPP play. Been pitching really well this year. Lots of good ground ball, soft contact, like we've been talking about. These are the guys we're trying to target. He will get you some strikeouts and just limit the damage. $7,100. And last but not least, a nice, nice sneaky play I love. I really do. At first, I didn't like it. I looked right past it, and it's still scary, but I like it. Jordan Montgomery of the New York Yankees at $6,900. The lefty. Like I told you guys before, I told you yesterday with Pineda, and Pineda did very well. The Baltimore Orioles hit better against right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching. You look at their lineup, and everyone would think it'd be the opposite, but it's not. They struggle against left-handed pitching. First off, Montgomery striking out 23% of the time, and the O's against left-handed pitching are striking out almost 26% of the time. Their WOBA is 279 against left-handed pitching, which is really, really bad. Really bad. Like, legendary stuff. And that's dropped. Last weekend, it was 320. Because I update my charts on Sunday. So I'm looking at my old charts. I got the new page up. Cause I was just looking at it before I started recording. That's what convinced me to get on Montgomery. And it's dropped from 320. Oh, no. Never mind. That's the Yankees. Baltimore. It's dropped from 282 to 279. So it's dropped 0.03 in the week. So, yeah, I guess it's not too bad. But and they're hitting 236 against left-handed pitching. Not a lot to be scared about. If he's not walking guys, which he has a, you know, higher than you'd want, but not ridiculous walk percentage. Minor favorite. I like Montgomery. No one's going to own him because they see that Baltimore lineup and they get scared. He's going to be a really nice GPP play. Every pitcher's got potential for bust. We've seen it. But a very sneaky GPP play, Jordan Montgomery, could be very, very nice. Salary relief. High upside play right there. So those are the pitchers I'm using. I'll have a lot of Dallas Keuchel. I know he's going to be popular. So, like, you don't want to have too much, but I think he's in for a great start. I really do. You know, they don't have great starts every day, but if you do, more often than not, they are. Keuchel, Leak, Ross, Gonzalez, Montgomery. Those are my five I'm targeting on the early action. We'll move on to the bats and heading over to the catcher's position. This will be quick and easy. If you aren't using Montgomery, Wellington, Castillo versus lefties, and this will what I'll preface is Sunday lineups suck. A lot of guys sit, so pay attention. There'll be sneaky value. I try to tweet that out on Sundays when lineups come out, guys that usually don't play that provide value to your lineup. So follow me at BDEntric. Pay attention to that one. But, yeah, Castillo against a lefty in play there. Brian McCann, 3,600 against Jesse Hahn in play. Yadi Molina, right-handed bats against Bronson Arroyo, $3,400. Like that one a lot. Salvi Perez against Phil Hughes, 3,300 is definitely a decent look there. Matt Wieters against Noah Syndergaard. If you want to fade Thor, Wieters, 3,100 is not a bad price tag. Alex Avila against Miguel Gonzalez for fading Miggy, 2,900. Jason Castro against Jason Hamill, 2,900 for the Twins. Very good look there. Pena for the Brewers at 2,900 or Bandy at 2,800. One of those two is probably one of my best options if you don't want to spend a lot of catcher because we're stacking the heck out of that game, both sides of it, Braves and Brewers. I am all over that game like a fly on poop. So there's your catchers right there. We head over to the first base position, and Freddie Freeman at $5,300 is you almost have to find a way to play him against Matt Garza. I love that play today. If you have multiple lineups, you better have some Freddie Freeman exposure. Ryan Zimmerman is on fire right now. He's $5,200 going up against Thor, so he's got a tall task ahead of him, but $5,200. Eric Thames going against Fulte. Lefties destroy Mike Fultonevich. Thames has cooled off the last couple games, a.k.a. he hasn't gone yard, but he's still getting hits. But he's cooled off a little bit, so his price tag's gone up. He hasn't quite produced double digits, so buyer beware, but Fulte gets crushed by lefties. Encarnacion, 5K against DeJong. Carlos Santana, 49 against DeJong. Joey Votto against Leak at 48. Chris Davis against Montgomery at 46. I like Matt Carpenter at 45 against Arroyo. Jose Abreu, double-donged on Saturday. Solid play against Zimmerman at 4,200. We'll be stacking the White Sox again. We usually like him against lefties. We love them against Zimmerman today because, Zimmerman gets absolutely crushed by right-handed pitching. That's his kryptonite. And second, Zimmerman has given up more than 5 runs, I believe, every start this year, or at least his last 3. And he's just looked absolutely atrocious. So we are going to target that one because they will be extremely low-owned and overlooked. So Get your right-handed bats against Jordan Zimmermann, and that starts with Jose Abreu at $4,200. Not many people will pay attention to that. Eric Hosmer, $3,800. Matt Holliday against Wade Miley. We will be stacking the Yankees. Wade Miley is coming back to earth against the Yanks. The Yanks are hitting everything under the sun right now, and they hit lefties extremely well. Matt Holliday, $4,000. First base outfield eligible. We might see a little Chris Carter against the lefty, folks. Chris Carter against the lefty. Sound the sirens. $3,700. Chris Carter against the lefty. $3,700. Jay Bruce, first base outfield eligible against Ross. $3,700. Pretty cheap price tag for Jay Bruce. He's been cheap all year, though. I guess it's actually gone up. Kendrys Morales against Archer, $36. Gurriel, $3,500 against Hahn. Lomo is only 31 against Sanchez. Nice little cheap first base with some power potential. Logan Morrison, only $3,100. Josh Bell against Kohler is only $3,100. Alex Avila, first base outfield eligible, $2,900 against Miguel Gonzalez. And that'll be about all. You can go John Hicks against Miguel Gonzalez, catcher, first base eligible for the Tigers if you'd like at 27. Going over second base. Jose Altuve went yard on Saturday, $5,300 versus Jesse Hahn. Robbie Cano, Seattle is definitely a stackable team today. Righties hit him great, and we will include Cano in that mix because he's just great individually. Against Tomlin, who's just a fly ball home run machine, Cano's $5,200. Brian Dozier, $4,800 versus Hamill. Johnny VR, $4,700 versus Fulte. Johnny leading off left-handed. Yes, please. Daniel Murphy, $4,600. Jose Ramirez, second base, third base eligible, $4,500. He had a big home run on Saturday. D. Gordon, $4,400. See if Brandon Phillips is in the lineup. $4,200 against Garza is not bad. I'd actually probably spin down at second base as I've built some lineups tonight. Second base, you either spin up really high and you try to save probably in the outfield or shortstop, baby. Or you have two really cheap pitchers. That's pretty much all you can do. Because catcher, you're going cheap regardless if you want. Because you're going to pay up at a couple spots today. After Jed Jerko, second base, third base eligible, only $3,700. His price tag went down from yesterday, even though he's still facing Arroyo, who, like I said, gets crushed by right-handed pitching. Go Jonathan Scope versus Montgomery at $3,700 if you'd like. Starlin Castro, only $3,600 against Wade Miley. Yes. We go to Colton Wong, $3,200 against Arroyo. Jed Lowry, $2,800 against Keiko. Lowry, the switch hitter. Definitely in play on that one. And that'll finish off the second base position, and we will take it over to third base. Manny Machado, $5,000. He's heating up. He's really starting to swing a good bat. Kyle Seager, he's had a knock in the last couple games. He still hasn't shown the pop yet. Not sure if I can pay $4,900 yet. I know he's going to hit a home run here any day now. I know I keep saying that, but I need to see it before, because his price tag is still so high. There's other guys around him that are producing, like Jose Ramirez at $4,500. Or this guy, the Todd Father at $4,400, who keeps raking, folks. Don't look at his stat line. Look at his stat line for like the last week if you want, because that is what he's doing. $4,400, right-hander versus Zimmermann. Or go to $4,300, Miguel Sano against Mr. Hamill. Evan Longoria, $4,100. You got Adonis Garcia against Garza, $4,000. He'll be a low-owned piece of that Atlanta stack. He's been batting second in between Inciarte, Freeman, Kemp, stack. Sneaky piece of that stack. Very low-owned. Nick Castellanos, $3,700. Mentioned Jericho already. Love Travis Shaw on Sunday, $3,600. Like I said, lefties against Fulte. You gotta put lefties against Fulte, $3,600. Eugenio Suarez, $3,500 against Leak. This is where third base gets pretty weak today. Moustakas, $3,100 against Hughes. I think that's about where the line ended when I looked earlier. Yep. Moustakas, $3,100 is the low third baseman on the board. Moving over to the shortstop position, Carlos Correa, $5,100. Gene Segura on fire since coming back from the DL, $4,900 against Tomlin. Right-handed bats, I said, hit Tomlin well. He's leading off. He'll be getting on in front of Cano and Cruz. Very nice play right there. Francisco Lindor, $4,800. Trey Turner, $4,700 against Noah. Aledimus Diaz, 4,400 against Arroyo. I like Diaz a lot. He'll get overlooked on Sunday because people either spend up for the Lindor Correas of the world or they'll go for value. So Diaz will get overlooked, in my opinion. A lot of Cardinals will get overlooked. They could be in for a sneaky stack. Asdrubal Cabrera against Ross for 3,900. Dansby Swanson went yard on Saturday. I'm still not buying in for him yet. Not at that price. Not when I can pay a little. 200 less for Hernan Perez at 3,600. Outfield shortstop eligible. Tim Anderson versus a right-hander. Zimmerman, $3,500. Orlando Arcia, $3,500. Both hitting the ball really, really well right now. Tim Beckham, like I said yesterday, he produced. Say it again, hitting the ball outstandingly. He's only $2,900. If you need a value play at a position that actually produces, so it's not a punt in my opinion, I call it value. Beckham, $2,900. Not a bad look there. And that'll round out the shortstop position. We'll hit it out to the outfield and wrap this bad boy up. A little Sunday special. Bryce Harper against Noah Syndergaard. Bryce Harper, back-to-back game of 3 strikeouts and a grounded in the double play. Yes, Bryce Harper. Woo! Yeah, that means he's going to hit like 3 home runs on Sunday against Thor. It just has to happen, right? He's $5,300. Ryan Braun against Foltynewicz. He's right-handed, and I'll still use him against Folty, a part of the stack. $5,100. Nelson Cruz, 5K against Tomlin. Brantley, 5K against DeJong. Carlos Santana, 49. Springer against Holland, 4,900. Mr. Triple Saturday Dong Special. Matt Kemp, $4,800. By goodness. Giancarlo Stanton, 4,800 versus Cool. Dexter Fowler, 47 against Arroyo. All pretty good looks right there in the outfield. Got Trumbo, 45 against Montgomery. Ender and Ciarte leading off for the Bravos against Garza, 45. Yelichans against Cool, 4,500. Steven Piscotty, right-handed bat against the Royal, 4,400. Adam Jones against Montgomery, 44. You got Kutch at 44. Polanco against Kohler at 43. Jay Up against Gonzalez at 40. Upton was stealing bases on Saturday. It was crazy. Adam Duvall against Leake, 4,200. I don't know why they still have Leonis Martin on here. I'd be laughing at that every day. Billy Hamilton, $4,100. We go down to Max Kepler, 4K against Hamill. I like that a little bit for some value. Grichuk, right-handed stick against Royal, 4K. Not bad. Not bad at all. The Milkman against Zimmerman, $3,900. Mr. 10th inning home run to give the Pale Hose the lead. Move on to... God, his price tag was $4,300 yesterday. He only hit another home run. He hit 2 on Friday. Let's lower his price tag to $3,800. Yes, Aaron Judge against Wade Miley. $3,800. Play him, please. Josh Reddick, $3,800 versus Hahn. Okay, with the Chris Davis, $3,800 versus Keuchel. He's red hot as well. If you're not using Keuchel, can't blame you for sprinkling some Davis around. Good GPP play, indeed. That's why I always say he's the perfect GPP play because he might go 1-for-4, but that one has a great chance of being a homer, just like tonight. You got Marcelo Zuna at 37. Chisenhall at 36. Nice sneaky play. Grossman, 36 is sneaky. Schebler, 36 is sneaky. I love this like mid-3 to low-3 range. A lot of sneaky potential bust-out guys. I've been using them the last few days. Real interesting plays. Hernan Perez is right there. Carlos Beltran's 36. You got Michael Conforto, who doubled Dong today. He's 36, leading off for the Mets against Ross. If you're playing the Mets, you're definitely using Conforto and Bruce. Conforto's 36. Bruce is 37. Not bad price tags. Steven Souza Jr. left the game early today. He's day-to-day. See if he's in the lineup. If he is, $3,400. Kevin Kiermaier, $3,300. Definitely in play against Sanchez. The Rays bats against the right-handed pitching. Definitely in play per the norm. Avisil Garcia is on fire, and he's only $3,200. Oh, Trey Mancini of the Orioles rakes left-handed pitching. He does. Not the team as a whole, but he does. He's $3,300. So... if you're not playing Montgomery, you're not going to completely stack the O's, but you only like a one-off. Mancini, $3,300, not bad. Cedic, he'll be leading off for Tampa Bay tomorrow if he's in the lineup, $3,200. If you're not pitching Archer, Kevin Pillar, $3,200. Guy is on fire right now. Craig Gentry will likely be in the Baltimore lineup. He's a lefty. He faces left-handed pitching. He's $3,200. He's a right-handed bat facing left-handed pitching. I want to clarify that for you. Aaron Hicks, he's a switch hitter. Good chance he might be in the lineup for the Yanks. He's $3,100. Not a bad play in that one. Joey Ricard, $3,000 for Baltimore. He likes to play against lefties, top that order. So give those guys a look. That'll be most of your outfielders right there. Tyler Collins batting second in Detroit. But we're targeting right-handed bats there. So that's your poison in that one. So there you have it. 10-game slate. The 5-game slate, you can hit me up with questions if you want. I'll tweet some stuff out throughout the day, but I'm not breaking down that disaster. I'll tell you that much. It is disgusting. But this 10-game slate's enticing. There's a lot of bat options, a lot of hitting options, BAT options to target, and they're very, very enticing. For pitching, you can use Archer if you want. Tons of upside there, but 10-5 tag. But we'll go below the 5 digits. Dallas Keuchel at 94, Leake at 79, Ross at 74, Gonzalez at 71, Montgomery at 69. Like them all. If you're stacking, a popular one will be the left-handed bats with some sprinkles of righties in Cleveland against DeJong. 5.04 implied team total. And then I love the game stack. You can just go individual team or full game. Milwaukee versus Foltynewicz, team total 4.98. The game total is 9.5. The left-handed bats crush Foltynewicz, but definitely use Braun. Don't leave him out. But like VR, Thames, Shaw, definitely in play. I would still use Braun and like Hernan Perez if you want to go deep, deep. But 1 through 4, VR, Thames, Braun, Shaw, definitely involved. Atlanta versus Garza. Atlanta's got a 4.70 implied team total. Left-handed bats versus Garza are fire. Enciarte, Freeman, Kemp. You can go Markakis if you want, or you could go Garcia batting second and do the 1 through 4, or you could just go 1, 3, 4. There's ways to do it, but I definitely get some good Atlanta exposure in there as well. I love both of those team stacks. Or if you just want to go Freeman and Kemp and just do two stack there and then just go like Thames, Braun, Shaw, do a three-man stack there. So it's only 5 and you can stack another game, like a cheapy game, but still get a stack out of it. You can do that as well. There's ways to do it so you can get multiple games involved or you can go heavy on certain games. There's all kinds of strategies involved. The Yankees against Wade Miley, absolutely love that. 4.61 run implied team total. Right-handed bats versus Miley. Got Castro up the middle. Aaron Judge, that price tag is, yeah, bad. Matt Holliday, definitely in play. You got potentially Hicks and some other options there. Bliss blanked all of a sudden, but definitely some good Yankees stacking options in play. St. Louis versus Royal, the right-handed bats plus Carpenter, be extremely low-owned. People forget about them all the time. So Jericho, Aledmys Diaz, Carpenter, then you got Piscotty and Grichuk in the outfield. But I'm good with just Diaz, Jericho, and Carpenter. If you just want to go those three, and then you can sprinkle Piscotty and Grichuk with them. But those three are my main three in that stack. Seattle at Tomlin. At Cleveland against Josh Tomlin, 4.46 implied team total. Right-handed bats hit Tomlin extremely well. Flyball pitcher, lots of home runs he gives up. I love Cano still at left-handed, but Cruz, Segura, Motter, big looks there. Keep an eye on that game. Sneaky, sneaky stack, low-owned, just like the Cardinals. And one of my favorite stacks outside of Milwaukee, Atlanta, and New York, those are my other three favorites, are the White Sox versus Zimmerman, right-handed bats. Abreu, Frazier, Anderson, Saladino if he's starting, and Javisil Garcia. Those guys are just outstanding. No one's going to really focus on those guys. I doubt they will. They'll see Zimmerman, right-handed bats for Zimmerman on fire. So Milwaukee, Atlanta, New York, Chicago are my four favorite stacks of the day. I really like St. Louis and Seattle as lower on sneaky stacks. So there you have it, guys. 10-game Sunday slate. April 30th, the last day of April, special Sunday edition, broken down MLB DFS quick hits. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Check me out at BDintrick. Hit me up with any of your questions. And hope everybody has a great rest of their weekend. I'll catch you guys later.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.